everybody, and welcome back to the Warp Lords podcast. My name is Mike Danger Votor. I'm going to be your host and dungeon master this evening as we pick back up on the Warp Lords podcast. Tonight, I'm joined by Devin, Jared, and our special patron player, PJ, as we pick back up on Warp Lords Tries. The campaign and tabletop game we are playing is Morkborg, and I am doing a homebrewed version of the custom gluttonous dungeon called Bloat, by Greg Saunders. Again, I am taking my own approach to this. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves? And topic for this evening, if you could see a specific Mountain Dew flavor released, what flavor would you like and why? We have obviously talked about Mountain Dew a lot on this podcast over the years. I would have to say that I'm dying for a good pineapple or melon flavored Mountain Dew. Because one, Major Melon was bad, and I don't think any of their pineapple ones have been good. And I love Major pineapple. Melon was
Major disappointment. Pineapple was awesome. Should be what it was called.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Devin. Danger didn't say an order, so I'm just gonna go.
I did. He said Devin, Jared,
Devin, PJ. Jared, and PJ. I did.
I missed it, so I'm first anyway. So
good on you being correct.
And I play Mossman, the tall, lanky guy with a big moss cloak who's has a dependency on elixirs and. I'm just going to go crazy and say Mountain Dew cream soda.
Honestly, I'm fucking here for it. That's a wild take.
Did you know I was going to say that? So you just
how could I have honestly, ever known that?
Because I
honestly, I'm just curious to see how they would make that work.
Me too. That's why I said it. That's why it was 100% my idea.
So you didn't say it because you could sense in the ether that Jared...
No, not
me,
at all.
Who is now introducing myself. I'm Jared.
I was like, my original answer was going to be pineapple or pog.
Oh.
And then Danger took that, so I was just like...
Damn, okay.
Cream soda. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. And I'm Jared. In this campaign, I am playing as Friar Puck. The heretical priest, the crazy believer of Veru, the twin-headed basilisk who tells everybody about it all the time, followed by his merry band of monkeys. And as I already said, I was going to choose cream soda, but no repeats. I'm going to go with black licorice, dude. I've never heard of a black licorice soda. I bet you...
I wonder what? It probably exists, but not in a, like probably, a major
people don't
brand.
Like that flavor, but I... You know, it's funny. I originally was like two-way tie. Cream soda, black licorice. Two things I love. And then I was like, would those be good together? I don't fucking know. I was going to maybe say that, but then Devin took cream soda. So
here's
now we're
an
just
idea.
Going with black licorice.
Grapefruit.
Eclectic taste.
Grapefruit. There's so many grapefruit sodas and they're delicious.
Oh, really? There is?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Name Fresca. Five.
That's... I could name two. Two.
So many is two.
Name 69.
I mean, that's because they put every other one under because they're so good. I don't fucking...
You're saying like an electric pink grapefruit flavored Mountain Dew.
It would be great.
Be good.
It would be delicious.
Is that what you're saying to me?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. It would be
that's
great.
Exactly what he's saying.
Well, then fuck you.
It would be grape, is what he's saying.
Speaking of grape, my name's PJ, and I'm playing Lars, the smallish boy with a large decision ahead of him,
and a heart of gold.
And I was looking, a head of hair of gold, but not a heart, small, bitterless heart. I'm on the Mountain Dew wiki right now, looking at all the flavors.
So cheating, got it.
Yeah, absolutely cheating. And I straight up, that's why I go last, is so I can cheat through the
so
whole
So you can
thing
cheat and
time.
Like research your answer and not, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have to think.
First
yourself.
Off, there's a hard Baja
no,
Blast,
I respect
which
that.
Is fantastic. I did not know that.
What is it?
It's a hard Baja Blast.
Oh, I thought you said a heart. And I was like, yeah, oh, no, Valentine's Day is coming up. That would be cool.
Dangerous. But
I've never had it. Have any of you had it?
No.
Nah.
No, I have not.
I would imagine it to be too sweet.
A good grape is really what I want at all times.
Okay. So pitch black.
Have it come out and stay out. But also,
I found one for a while.
I know. But I found one named Frostbite, and I'm super interested in what that is. So,
what can you describe it?
Citrus.
Frostbite describes as a burst of icy refreshment and cool melon flavor of Mountain Dew. Mm.
Oh, maybe this is the
melon. That'll be the good melon
you've
flavor.
Been looking
yeah.
for the
Not
cool
that I'm
melon.
Actively reading it off of the website or anything.
No, straight up, that probably is good because the problem with Major Melon was it was just really, really, really sweet.
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean,
this one says cool melon. I'm like, a nice refreshing melon.
Maybe like a hint of cucumber in there or some
like
shit.
Honeydew to me.
My only issue with cream soda is that I can only get through like 3/4 of any cream soda, and then I'm just like, you know
it's
what?
Because you're weak.
I'm good. Yeah, absolutely. Weak willed.
Then
and
you're filled to
garbage.
The brim after
I can get through
half of the
six
cream.
Cans of cream soda without even blinking.
Wow.
Without even breaking a sweat.
But we can
shit.
All agree.
Get a load of this.
Dude, I like cream soda so much.
That black licorice is garbage, and anybody that likes it are garbage people.
Oh, actually, okay, PJ, I'm just going to ignore that. But, you know, it's cool. I love you. Wait, what's your favorite cream soda, though? Because I have, like, I've flip-flopped back and forth on this for a long time.
Wegmans.
I'm curious.
Wegmans cream soda.
A&W.
Interesting.
Love.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about Big Red? Because Big Red is like 4 fans of cream soda, I think.
If you don't like Big Red, then fuck you.
Different Big Red, though.
Cinnamon gum?
No. There's a soda. It's called Red Soda. I think it's literally called Big Red.
I've never heard of it.
And now we're
up, it's called Big Red.
Well, we'll have to check that out. We don't know anything about that, so now we're moving on. This is the intro police coming in hot.
It's made by Dr. Pepper, but anyway, I'll send a Big Red, check it out. Oh, fuck you.
Close an ambulance anyways.
And last week on the podcast, our players started exploring the town of Lockenstad, met up with their contact, and tried to formulate a plan that seemingly involves sacrificing one of their companions for the greater good. Uh-huh. We now pick back up on that decision-making. So, we pick back up. You guys are in the hotel. PJ, you're sleeping in a gutter because you're trying to hide?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Gutter-born.
I'm so impressed with Lars. He really took the initiative to go and do this mission.
Again, just assuming that he's done it on his own. Lars, you wake up. Do you go back to the room?
What time is it?
I mean, it's morning.
It's still nighttime.
It's not
nighttime
or anything?
No, it's morning.
You felt a calling.
The night has passed.
Okay, can I, check out near the church? See, what's going on early in the morning?
Yeah, so you go to the church, and you definitely see the two priests who greeting people for the morning sermon. You do not see Finks anywhere, but you also don't try and go in, because you're just scoping it out, so it looks par the course.
Oh my god.
And a bunch of people are there and all that jazz.
Oh yeah.
Morning church, I guess.
I look around for Lars.
You wake up in the morning and do not see Lars in the room. You do not see him in, the vestibule out front.
He must be doing plan A, because he's definitely not doing plan B, because he didn't get the potions from me that he was supposed to. So he clearly is doing plan A.
He must be committed to the task!
Wow, I've never seen anything like this.
I would go inside and hear the sermon and see if, actually get the lowdown on this
look for him.
Potential priest boy, man, adult.
So as you walk up to the staircase, the two priests go, are you, like, wearing your armor and shit? Like, do you have your weapons visible? What's the deal?
Most of the time I picture that I have, like, that nice new leather armor that I got.
Yeah.
And, like, we talked about having, like, a big cloak that I have mm-hmm. most of my things stashed in.
Correct. But,
the only thing I think that is out is the scythe, the mace, and the whip, because you can't really hide those.
Correct. I would, yeah. So I would say that your nice dagger is, like, also too hard to hide.
It's shiny.
It is shiny. As you go up, they go, oh, it's nice to see you again this morning, sir. Again, as is precautionary, we must stow your weapons if you're going in to go meet with the priest Finks again.
Sorry, gonna see if I can get this voice tonight. It's okay, guys. You guys can hold on to this. I'm just gonna check out what's the sermon today.
Oh, you're here for a sermon, I see. Ah, interesting. By all means, the father has not started. Come on in.
I would go in and go to, like, the first or second pew in the back and mm-hmm. then...
Just take a seat?
Yeah, in, like, the middle okay. where I'm hiding the most.
You're waiting there for, like, a little bit of time as people are still coming in and gathering. You see collection plates are now going around. People are putting various things on there that aren't monetarily related, like food, dried cheeses, you know, whatever provisions these people still have, they are putting on the collection plates that are getting passed around by the priests. Watch all of this happening. Eventually, a very large, overweight man wearing extremely flowing robes and opulent white and gold sashes and a large, pontiff's tall hat comes out. Can you, one, make me a presence test? I'll start there before I continue to describe him.
Bing, bing, boom, boom. Let me do some quick math, and by math I mean find my sheet. Presence plus two, so 16 on the presence. 16,
okay. As you were observing this, very rotund and old individual, you notice that his skin is covered in, like, blisters and scars and cuts and seemingly, like pussing, festering boils.
Hmm.
Mm. As you are observing the man, he then slowly begins to divulge into his sermon. Thank you all for gathering here today. It is good to see that you continue to fill our king's coffers. He will soon be strong enough to lead us to the light, to the new lands where Veyru does not chatter incessantly and threaten the very existence. It is reported from the east that they have seen many great fires completely decimating the lands and the food stores of the east. This is Veru's work, and all of your hard work is not going unnoticed by our king. I can tell. He is soon to be risen. You must hold out, for my children, the light is upon us. And then, you know, they start going into sermons, people start, you know, singing, they start chanting different verses. And after a little bit of, you know, time, this all ends. Mossman, Puck, you guys were heading to the church, correct?
That's a good question. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, he's not here. He didn't get the stuff he was supposed to get for the other version of the plan. So at this point, I probably think that, you know, he's being, like, held captive.
Yeah. So as you guys go up to the church, you don't see Lars. But you see one of the priests is, like, holding his scythe and his weapons very clearly.
Well, okay, what conclusions can we draw from this?
Well, that he entered willingly and gave up his weapons. Presumably willingly. So Friar he must Puck be doing is just plan thinking. A.
Like, he's like, man, how did that happen? He was out all night.
Well, clearly he's doing plan A.
Meta question here, if mm-hmm. if you don't mind. What was plan A?
Seducing him.
Yeah, plan seducing A was him. Seducing him. And
I thought
having...
that was plan B. That was no, our way
that
out.
That was plan A.
Okay, then what was plan B?
Plan B was to poison him. With have the rogue sneak in using the climbing spider potion and poisoning him with the black
I was not here for either of this.
Yeah, it's because you fucking ran away.
Ran away while we were coming up with the plan.
Because you guys were being hammered talking about forcing me to sleep with him.
Again, there's,
anyways, there's a black
idea.
Poison that would like blind him and like weaken him so that we can interrogate.
Well,
him.
We can. Okay, so meta, just the last meta thing I'll say here. We can still maybe incorporate that later. Puck's just like,
oh, well, we may as well find the boy, see what he's up to and what he's learned.
I guess we go into the church?
Sure. They would, again, pat you down and ask for any weapons if you bring any with you.
Friar Puck can't go because he needs to watch the a la carte and all of the animals, unfortunately. As much as Friar Puck would love to go in and see how all these heathens worship their fucking bullshit garbage god, I think I'm going to stay out here and take care of the pets.
I'll go in.
You would relinquish any weapons without issue. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Does he have to release his stick, though? Because isn't that... He just has, like, a lacrosse stick at
it. He's got a moss baller, dude.
Yeah.
Is that considered
a considered
weapon?
A weapon.
Yes, I relinquish that as well.
In the hands of someone so experienced as a professional as Moss Man, it is definitely considered a dangerous weapon.
Does that mean that he's well-known?
A WMD?
Like, is he
well-known? He was well-known. Probably not anymore.
I was just curious if they knew that he was so proficient with the Moss Man, with the Moss
Stick.
I wasn't
sure if someone in these parts are carrying a Moss Baller, they can only be someone from Grift and...
God.
Clearly,
I
was just curious if we had if we were like traveling around with like Michael Phelps or some shit, and everyone's just like, "Wow, no, you're so good with those moss balls."
No, my career was cut short by my injury.
Yeah, he's Gordon Ramsay.
Obviously, you should know that
of ingesting his own.
I have
substances.
Black poison and a spider owl soup, and that was what we were gonna do. Plan B.
Yeah, so. Mossman, you go inside and you are here at the end of the sermon and you see the large, rotund, old father as he is, like, touching and blessing people. And you notice, you both notice that some people are left with a mark and those people are escorted elsewhere by the priests that are attending to the sermon.
Was Lars one of the people that was marked?
Lars was, well, I assume Lars didn't go up and get touched by the father.
No, not willingly.
Yeah, so.
Maybe later.
You would come in and see this, and then you would see Lars just sitting in the back, chilling. Doing,
just sitting, not being held against his will.
No, he's doing plan C, which is plan chill the fuck out.
Plan G, gather intel.
I walk up behind him and grip his shoulder as hard as I can.
Fucking ow!
What are you doing?
Getting intel. Shh, he's talking.
Come outside.
You're gonna hear my real dad.
He gets younger.
Well, you didn't do plan A and you didn't do plan B, and I don't think you even know what you're doing, so come outside so we can figure it out.
Okay.
Now
fine.
What's happening is you've got two dads, and we're going to tell you that you're grounded.
Last I knew.
Because you didn't do your
chores. I hope we're walking out, right?
Yes.
I would assume so at this point, yeah.
Okay. Last I knew, you just wanted me to bang the old man.
Well, if you had partaken in the team dinner and strategy planning session, you would have seen what happened, which is that we came up with a different, better plan, which didn't involve you doing stuff that you don't want to do.
Okay, so let's go. Last I saw, you guys were getting tanked, and I had to sleep with an old man.
Oh, hello there. We should have
stuck around, because we kept getting tanked, but we came up with a new plan.
Beautiful.
Yeah, getting tanked eventually evened out and worked out. Duh.
I don't think that ever works.
The ale was not that good, and it did not affect our strategy planning session.
Uh-huh.
Come to Friar Puck.
Friar
sure
Puck
would like not to.
Friar Puck ignores that.
It's, oh, my boy, you must be absolutely famished from a night out of busy merrymaking.
Well, his balls are hanging out as he's sitting on the back of the cart.
Yes. Hop aboard. We must be away.
He's not hungry. Now. He has people meat to eat, remember? He was out here
that
doing nothing.
One time.
It's a very strange name for it, but yes. Let's
he
just get away from these
people. He was
sleeping
in the gutter, not doing plan A or plan B.
And time to pivot.
But now I know how to approach this guy.
I think we're going to change locations. I want to be further away from these people while we're talking
Track
about
to
our
the
plans.
End.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah, we get back to the inn, and you see that your bed has been neatly made. Everything's set up for your triumphant return. You see, like, a letter we wrote that just says, Lars, we're so proud of you. Good job.
Uh-huh.
And we're like a little gift basket.
Lars, we did all of this before we knew that you would royally fuck up the plan, but that's okay. Because we can pivot.
Plan? We didn't have a plan.
Yes, it seems that you've missed our plan-making session, but we'll have to do another one. It's a new day, and we'll just get out there and get him again. Big guy. Tiger.
Uh-huh.
Boss man, what is the plan?
Okay, Lars, look at me. Focus. This bowl of soup right here will let
I
you
eat
see...
it immediately.
No, I don't let him eat it immediately. I don't... Don't even come close to giving it to him.
You're way too short to be able to reach the soup. Because Mossman is canonically tall as fuck.
Tall as
this
fuck.
This is spider owl soup. It will allow one to see in darkness and climb on walls for 30 minutes. And then this right here, and in my other hand I have a vial of black liquid. It's black poison. What our new plan was, you take the spider owl soup to sneak in and poison the father. This will make him blinded and hurt, and we can more effectively interrogate him.
Okay, but how are you getting in then to interrogate him?
We'll go at night.
Okay.
When there's less people.
But how are you
the boy does
how
bring
are
up a good point.
You guys getting in?
You'll let us
if
in
I'm
once you're inside. You let us in once you're inside.
Oh, okay. A bit of a... You have to... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for?
Do something.
Espionage mission.
Yes, spy, exactly. We need to send you on for this mission. I'm much too
surely
tall.
You're the only one who would be able to... Yes, I'm much too fat. There's no way I would fit through that window.
It's a tiny little church window.
It's like... Yes, the...
Perhaps we can use the monkeys as some of our... They too could climb with you, just in case you need a bit of moral support or backup. Granted, they may make a lot of noise.
I don't know. The monkeys are kind of wild cards. I don't know. This might be too delicate of a mission.
Yes. Perhaps maybe they could do some sort of distraction in case we need to distract guards or something. Monkeys throwing
good
poo
idea.
Is hard to ignore.
It's quite funny.
It is quite funny, except for when it happens to you.
That's a good idea. We'll do
how do you feel about this plan, young boy?
Well,
sweet child
it's not
of ours.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
And it goes without saying that if you do get caught, you find yourself in a bind, we will not say the plan. You'll have to,
he does air quotes,
improvise your way out. But it won't come to that because we have such faith in you.
Uh-huh.
And your ability to not disappoint us again.
But that's my job here.
Why don't we go do a little scouting in preparation before nightfall?
Good thinking, Moss Man.
Yeah, we like pay our bill, I guess, at the inn, our inn bill, the Grey Golf Inn.
Nope.
I don't know if we have to pay. Just kidding. We're in Lockenstadt, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name
you don't have any bill that you need to pay because you already bought all of their alcohol. So
fuck yeah,
Lockenstadt Inn. Yeah.
Perfect.
The Stadt Inn.
Yeah, the Stadt Inn.
Okay, as our larceny expert, I get it, larceny.
As our holy larceny fucking expert, shit, that was amazing.
You should.
I like slap him on the back really hard. Like it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, you should probably follow your lead. Like what to do.
You're talking to Lars, right?
Yes, I don't think you guys know that I don't know anything about sneaking. I'm just small. Guys, I've never broken in anywhere.
What do you do?
Yes, what do you do, young boy?
I'm just here.
But like, what can you do?
Stab people really effectively.
That's it. That's just the stabbing?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's all I do.
I'm not good at being stealthy about it. I'm just good at the stabbing part.
To be fair, every encounter we tried to stealth around,
we've overestimated his skills again.
I have been the one to fuck it up.
Well, this time you'll have a secret weapon. Walking on walls.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're the only one small enough to get through the chimney.
Okay. Yes, that too. You'll be covered in soot.
So you have to do this.
We couldn't possibly.
We believe in you.
I'm excited for this because I had to re-roll some of my stats and stuff like that, and there are some stealth negatives that I have now. So that's fun.
Good. We love that.
Yep.
So you guys make your way. Do you take the cart or you just take the monkeys? I'm actually
Lars
curious.
If he has a better plan first, since he hates every plan we come up with.
No, this seems really good. You just have an assumption that I know how to break and enter. And I don't.
Unfortunately, I've got a bad back, and I certainly would not be able to do it myself.
I'm in. Let's do this. What could possibly go wrong?
A lot of things, but it'll be fine.
Literally everything.
We have a backup plan, remember?
So, night falls. You begin to...
The day just goes by. Woo!
New plan. Just go stab everyone.
Well, I mean, you guys said you were doing this at night, correct?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yes. Yes. Otherwise,
plus, your indecision has taken so long that I assume that hashing this out took all fucking day.
Straight up, that's what I was thinking. Like, it just took him a really long time to come around to our suggestion.
I've been on board the whole time since we stopped the sleeping with an old man situation. But you guys keep arguing. I love it. Keep telling me. I'm down.
So you're not taking the cart, yeah? Or are you?
So the thing about the cart is, like how big is this town? Like, is it, like...
It's not that big.
Oh, okay. So, well, then we would probably leave it in the stables.
Okay.
Is there a stable binder?
I mainly just use it as an excuse to not go into this church.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like it would be bad.
They don't have any alcohol to tend. Can I... We're going to go out on the town. How about a silver to watch our cart?
Sure. We'll make sure that no one does anything weird to your stuff.
Thank you. This donkey is very precious to us.
Understandable.
Here's
well, to some of us.
Friar Puck just gently taps you on the back of the head.
Okay, let's leave the cart.
Do you bring the monkeys still? Just in case?
I would bring them with
plan
me.
Plan M?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were part of the plan. If we need a distraction, I was going
plan
to
M.
Let the monkey. Yeah, yep. Plan M.
I also don't think that they listen.
These monkeys, sometimes. They always listen.
They listen to their heart.
They get their own plans sometimes.
So, under the cover of night, the three of you and four monkeys descend upon the chapel of Lockenstadt, the huge towering Gothic church. As you walk up to the staircase, you walk up to kind of like the square where you can hide around the corner and observe, so you're not just walking out into the open moonlight. You
all notice that there is one guard that is guarding the front gate that leads into the church.
Just is there like a just window? One.
Okay, cool.
Somewhere?
There are two windows that lead into the second floor that you can see visible from out front.
He's on the second floor.
There, and like I said, the front entrance is like two small like gilded fences that close the otherwise open entrance to the church.
Can you guys act like drunk assholes and distract him?
Yes. Friar Puck already has wine in his hand, and he's just like,
don't mind if I do.
He like cracks his back and then his knuckles, and he just like it starts ripping down his chin.
Are we going to kill the guard? Let's decide right now.
Not if we don't have to. I mean, I'm always down for a good stabbing, though.
How do we get in otherwise, then?
Friar Puck, like, pulls out a bunch of tools, and he's like,
well, here's a rope and a file. I don't really know what you need. I just
that
need this wine.
Two of us.
Well,
how did you survive?
What if you need to, like, climb something? Like, for instance, that fence.
I mean,
I give him the soup.
The fucking
the spider soup?
Soup.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, here's your
How
soup.
How long does the soup last?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. All right.
We're going
to
move.
You have to go fast. Fast. It only lasts 30 minutes. But all you have to do is Sonic get up fast. Into the second floor. It's not that complicated. Just run up the wall.
Do you drink the soup immediately, or do you wait?
I would wait like a minute or two. Are you guys going over to distract him? So I can sneak in, or do you want me to just climb the fence?
I mean, he's sitting in front of the fence.
I mean, do we get the impression that this would be weird to approach this guy at night? He's like a guard.
Yeah, it would absolutely be weird to try and get into the church at night.
Oh, I was just thinking that they could just be drunk assholes and, like...
Like, if you were trying to approach him and just, like, ask him for entrance to the church, it would be kind of odd. So...
Well, I guess we can... Just to be... clear. Lars needs a distraction to
so he can get in.
So he can get in. He can't like.
I can know, sneak in
sneak
if you
around
want to
the
do that.
Back or anything.
So the way that this is set up, it's a huge courtyard, big square courtyard.
Gotcha.
Large stairs that lead up to where the guard is sitting, and the fence is behind the guard, which leads right into the church.
Got it.
The second floor has two windows on it. So if you wanted to try and sneak on either side of the staircase and climb up the side of the building, you could potentially go about it that way. There is a chance that if you make noise, he will see you. To get around to the back of the building is not possible. The back of the building is entirely closed off from the public.
Well, then I'm fine. I'm fine with doing a distraction. If that's,
yeah, we can always do a distraction. Okay.
Oh, how about this for a plan? You and I go up to him and say, oh, 1,000 blessings upon you.
Oh, absolutely
we have,
not.
We have brought you a drink. We can
okay,
be like,
you can
we,
offer him some wine. That's fine.
We like, we
don't
brought
talk,
you
don't
a drink.
About Veru and don't say blessings.
Well, no, obviously I wasn't going. I was going to take on the persona of one of those daft idiots
Perfect.
Who follows the other guy.
The persona.
I'll take on the persona of a washed up moss baller.
Yeah. Whatever go. Really helps you get into it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, well, first we should draw our cups.
I'm sorry. Actually, he's not always ready.
Yo, this might be a stupid suggestion, but I've got this sleeping potion here. We could always try to trick him into drinking
perfect.
With us, and he'll fall asleep.
Why do you have a sleeping potion?
Why don't
Nothing
you?
Nothing that you need to worry yourself with, little
now
boy.
Now I'm very worried.
Yeah, why don't you? I have one.
Yeah, I got it at some point.
One? I got one at some point.
I think PJ
okay.
used his.
May I?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if that... Hold
on. Can I try idea. To... Can I try to, like, put this sleeping potion in a cup? To try to trick him into drinking with us and give him the sleeping potion cup?
Sure. So you have three identical cups. Don't mix them up.
I'll do my best.
Well, I'm holding one, so we know it's not that one.
You're holding two. Friar you got Puck. A 50-50 shot here, bud.
Yeah, Friar Puck's like,
left is Wait, which one was it again?
Left is right.
Left is right, and right is the one to give the guy.
And right is boys.
No, wait, of course. I've forgotten again.
So he, like, very sneakily does it. And I think that we've got, like, because we got stole so much wine before, we're just carrying around this huge thing. We know that the church likes to drink. They like stuff.
Yeah.
So I think we go and let's do that scene.
Sure. I start stumbling and singing a song.
Yeah, we start singing a drinking song that okay. we heard people singing at the bar.
Do you stumble up the staircase to him?
Drinking beer, ale for everyone, la 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 la. Hello, guy.
We like go in, like going. Making uncomfortable eye contact, and we're just like pointing at him, like, this guy,
hey. You're going to have a drink with us because you're great. Having a good night. Yeah, da, da, da.
Can we try to make a check?
I hey, will have you guys make me.
You said we were going to the brothel.
What test would this be?
How about you just let me do presence, because it's my own presence.
I guess presence would work. That's fine.
Okay.
Can I also do it?
Yeah, both of you can,
since okay. I'm putting on an act as well.
Yeah.
I just rolled an 18 on the die. That's going to be a 21.
All right.
I rolled a 14.
You guys are very convincing drunks, I'll tell you what.
I'm trying to do the thing where, like...
We're like Leahy when he's pretending to be drunk.
I'm one with the liquor, Rand.
Yeah, I'd, like, make eye contact from pretty far away, and it's, like, one of those things that could go one of two ways. It could either be, like, kind of uncomfortable, or he could play along with it, and then it just becomes this kind of fun, awkward exchange.
Hey, guy, you know what this
is? That's the energy I'm putting out. Can I take out
my moss ball stick?
Oh, yeah, no, I saw you guys earlier.
Yeah.
You must be from Grift, yeah?
I am.
Pretty nifty. You don't see those things in these parts. I've only heard stories of the sport.
Used to lay it all out on the moss field.
Well, you guys are up there, you know, being drunk and talking to him. Do you just, like, hand him the drink as he's half paying attention?
What's the name of his god?
So...
Kevin.
It's the yellow... Kevin. It's the Yellow King, is what they call him.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Lord of Light.
Ah, we brought you a drink.
Many names.
Shall we toast to the...
What is it? The Yellow King?
The Yellow King.
Shall we have a toast to the Yellow King? It looks like a quiet night out here. It wouldn't hurt.
I don't think you all are mistaken. Thank you for the offering. It's not often I have any company during the evening patrols.
Would you like me to roll to see if I gave him the right cub?
I'm going to roll. You're going to tell me odds or evens.
Evens. And don't tell me what the result is. So let it be a surprise.
You hand him the cup in your right hand. You then proceed to see him cheers and toast with you, and the three of you each take a big swig back. You see the wine with a peculiar hint of blue to it drool out of his lips as he then falls asleep in his chair near instantaneously.
Good job, Frypuck.
I'm not going to lie. I had completely forgotten which was which.
He rolled a fucking 8 on his toughness check to resist it, and I rolled an 18 on the die, so you did give him the correct potion.
Well, if anyone comes,
so
we
what
can
do we
be
even
like,
need Lars for?
Well, there could be others inside. I guess we don't really know. Perhaps we should hide him.
You just needed Lars to eat your soup, I guess, because Lars now eats your soup and walks up.
You've already eaten
the soup now at this point? Yeah.
Eaten the soup like as they were walking up.
Okay,
also.
So you have eaten the soup like
how
it has been 5 minutes.
How's it taste? At the beginning, I would eat the soup, and then I would, like, at the corner where we were hiding, drop my, like, scythe and my mace, because they're big and loud.
Okay. Sure.
And then I would start moving, like ASAP.
Cool.
After eating the
as possible.
ASAP as possible is you exactly. Eat the spicy spider soup.
It's a spicy spider soup?
Spicy.
Is it like
spicy.
What is it? Like fucking like ooh, black, my ramen noodles? Black ramen noodles. That's what I'm imagining.
Oh my god.
Just all the
are
noodles.
These eggs like boiled in poison? What is this shit?
Yeah, you're just having Zulrot's eggs.
Oh gross. No thanks. Well, with that, fucking Spider Boy runs up the stairs and hey, jumps Spider-Man. On the fence and climbs over it.
Batman. Oh, shit.
Do you then just, like, open the fence for the other two?
Yeah.
Cool. You guys are let in.
Climb up the window.
You go back out and climb up the window?
Yeah, just don't want me to go to the second floor?
Sure, I'm just surprised that at this point you're separating the party.
Wasn't that the whole point? Is that I needed to go inside and...
You're not sneakies!
That's guys, true, but trust wasn't him. That the whole plan?
He's got fucking... He's got wall shoes, alright?
Do it.
Yeah, it's
yeah
like I'm just saying, from this
front
point...
Door locked? Is the front door locked, though?
He just unlocked it. The fence is the front door.
Tight.
Wait, hold on. Before we
that's
leave...
That's why I was confused.
Can I try to do a quick, like, Weekend at Bernie's type situation where I can make it look like he didn't fall asleep? Like, he's just sitting down.
You, like, try and prop him back up in the chair and stuff yeah, and take your cup so, back like, and shit?
Sure. If someone that's sees totally him fine. From far away, they're like, oh, yeah, he's just sitting there. It's probably
yeah, the guard named
boring
Bjarne.
Night, huh?
Monday at Swarley's. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so we close the door, lock it behind us.
And with that, you guys are inside. Do you...
Can I walk on the ceiling?
I mean, you can. Yeah, nothing is stopping you from
you
doing
found
that.
Your calling.
Nope,
you should
I
walk
it.
On the walls the whole time.
I'm walking on the ceiling and put, I don't know, like head to head with Moss Man because I can.
So, with that, do you guys go forward into the, like, into the main hall of the chapel, or do you go to the hallway to the left or the right?
I actually left. Do think that Lars should go up to the second floor just in case. Well, I guess is it really obvious how to get up to the second floor?
Is it like
side?
A church thing where there's like a fucking thing all like a second story kind of almost?
There is
like
a second
like a
story
staircase.
To it, yes.
Yeah, like so, it's a church thing.
It's a church
maybe he
thing.
Goes up there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can either go to the left and to the right and eventually you guys see staircases that do lead up to the second floor. Moss Man and Lars, you both know that there are also like ways to get to the second floor from in the main chapel. That's where you saw Father Reinhardt come from before.
We should go that way then.
Cool. Yeah.
I think Friar Puck is thinking that there may be a janitorial staff member who's currently here cleaning, because of course they would clean at night. So alert the you know. Still being careful and sneaky.
Oh, I would be sneaky.
Still drinking wine.
And, like, sneak in and walk, continue to walk on the walls in the main room.
Okay. I clutch my silver crucifix.
So, you guys proceed to carefully walk into the main chapel. Lars, you walk in through the, like, archway of the ceiling and begin climbing towards the, you know, second floor banister as soon as you walk in, and Moss Man and Puck, you all then proceed to just walk in normally but carefully through the front. The chapel room has like an eerie vibe to it because, you know, all you can see is the moonlight coming in from the stained glass portrait in the back of the room. And there's like no other noise occurring in the church, really. It smells putrid again. It's hard to be in this room for a long period of time because the stench is just so bad and overwhelming for you. What do you got? You guys are just like trying to walk through and go to the second floor as well, correct?
While vibing it out.
Yeah. While vibing it out. Cool.
You know, check in to make sure there's no janitorial staff. Does it smell quite bad?
It does smell quite bad.
Okay, so maybe there is no janitorial staff. Otherwise, they'd be doing something about that.
This room is, like, pristine. It is very clean.
Okay, so there's probably, like, some kind of, like, corpse or some shit. Is there a basement?
Not that you're aware of. I mean, there's no obvious entrance to it.
Okay.
The way that this room is set up, there's rows of pews on your left and your right. There's, like, a very long, stone tile floor that precedes you. There's a small staircase that leads up to the altar where the father talks. Behind that, there's like a confessional booth. There's a statue of the Lord of Light, and then a stained glass reflection of a great battle that is the walls of this. And then around the statue, stairs go up to the left and to the right, separately, behind it.
I would like to walk in, take a deep breath, and just like Creed, who's making soup?
Oh, who's making soup?
Who's making soup?
You know, of the descriptions that you just went through, my first thought was to go to the confession booth. Because I feel like that's where I would hide something. Not because Friar Puck is feeling guilty.
Totally. You guys continue to vibe it out. Lars, when you climb to the second floor, you notice that the left and right pathways, from the staircase, meet up over top of the doorway that you entered from.
Okay.
Just for what it's worth, as you are now on the second floor, you notice that there are two doors on the left side, and there are two doors on the right side, but one of them is a double door instead of a single door.
Are any of them, like, open, or are they all shut?
They're all shut. You do distinctly remember Father Reinhardt coming out of the double doors.
I would assume that, because he was enormous.
Yes.
Are the lights on?
You do see flickering candlelight coming out of the bars in the window.
All right, here we go.
And then, Puck, you go up to the confessional. You open up both doors. And actually, can you make me a presence test while you're doing this?
Yes.
Totally.
That's going to be a 12.
Okay. Notice like a small crack in the wood along the bottom left-hand side of the priest's side of the confessional. As you then move back out, it looks like the stone floor has been moved.
Am I getting the vibe that this is a heavy set priest who may have cracked the floor beneath him, or does it look like it's been slid?
The inside denotes the first thing, to your best approximation, but the scratches on the floor don't match up with that.
I pointed out to the mossiest of moss men.
Oh, moss man, come here. Do you see those scratch marks on the ground? It would appear as
look for the scratch marks.
Not everything they're pointed is out as it to seems. You.
And
okay.
Again, so
it's like something's been drug across it.
It does kind of look like something has been drug. If you just by looking at the scratches on the floor, it looks like this confessional has been moved.
It's been moved. Someone's moving it back and forth.
Yes, as I was pacing the pews of the church corridor, I couldn't help but to hear, see a strange scratch mark.
But to hear the scraping of the
confessional. What a beautiful confessional. Yes.
Do you want to pull it?
Well, perhaps we should touch base with the little one first. It may be a bit noisy.
Poor scratch marks were on the floor.
But maybe we should do it a little bit. Maybe some sort of, like, gentle pressing against the dashboard of the confessional. We can get a gentle move.
Okay, sure. No more puns. Can we move it quietly, or is it, like, very clearly going to be super loud?
I'm going to have you guys make me an agility presence test to move it quietly.
Is that a double test, or is
it
that
is a double test?
Okay,
double test.
13 agility. That was cocked. Not great though. 9 presence.
Oh, I didn't need... Sorry, no, I just meant you both need to make me agility tests. I didn't need the presents.
Got it.
11.
It was a present.
You guys move it as quietly as you can, but it still makes an audible noise because of how quiet this room is.
Can we stop when it starts to make noise?
You do, but at this point, it has already made noise.
The damage has been done.
As you are sneaking up to the father's room, you hear the noise of your companions moving the confessional below you, and the double doors crash open as a man the size of both of the doors comes out, and he goes, "Who disturbs my chapel?" And you see the man is, like, covered in blood and viscera, and the heavy scent of blood and viscera come bursting from out of the room. And it is there that I'm going to leave it this week.
The way you said that, viscera come out of the room. Just
And this is the guy you wanted me to hang out with alone, just so we know.
It's all right, you're hiding. He doesn't see you. You're on the wall.
Spooderman.
He can't hide. He can't do anything. So
he can try.
Did you forget?
He's distracted by the sound coming from below.
Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please spread the word. Go ahead and give us a rating on whatever platform you listen to us on. Tell a friend, tell a family member. And if you want to go above and beyond, you can subscribe to our Patreon over at patreon.com/warplordspod. You could find yourselves graced with our presence. Thank you all for listening. Until next week, stay safe out there. Bye.